In neighboring Nevada, a political issue involving nuclear waste is getting a lot of attention. In February, President Bush approved building a storage facility under Yucca Mountain, not far from Las Vegas. Many people in the state oppose the idea. The issue will wind up in the lap of Congress. But even if Capitol Hill gives the plan the go-ahead, licensing could take at least a decade. Nevada resident and commentator David Figler wonders if his state's reputation made it seem a logical place to unload a cargo no one else wants.
Las Vegas. I say it and you think of sinful things, tossing dice along a green felt runway of illusory dreams while a toxically bombastic dancer shimmies closer. Buffets so cheap and plentiful you'll only need to eat once. For a lifetime, shallow desires fulfilled on request by tuxedoed wise guys, a party all night, no inhibitions, limitations, or last call. This is the image conjured at the mere mention of Vegas, baby, to the majority of Americans. Thank you. It is a testament to the most focused and sustained marketing plan of the 20th century. We gotcha! Everyone knows our name. Despite economy or world events, it remains the country's favorite escape, the one you can have for a song. And the name of that song is What Kind of Fool Am I by Mr. Robert Goulet. The push, however, to house the country's nuclear waste a few scant miles out of town has rankled us and forced hometown vegans to reflect. What did we do to deserve such treatment? The answer comes with a quick, oh, live in a house of cards, and that's what you get. But Las Vegas is a city with a sensitive side. Many, including myself, choose to live here, not just for chance and flash, but beautiful mountains and sky, good working people and stunning arts, the esteem of residing within the last unique city built in Western civilization. In the fight against the disposable image of our city, we admit to the challenges of our own vices. Each state should be responsible for their own slag. I think that's why Robert Downey Jr. is required to do his rehab in California. But it's hard to swallow the rhetoric of the need to dump on Nevada. We've already done our part for the nuke world, sucked up plenty of above-ground testing winds, and goodness knows what even goes on out there at Area 51. Nuclear waste can't be safe. I mean, people cringe at picking up after their dogs. This stuff requires fellows in spacesuits and titanium tongs. The transport issues alone should have all my right-minded friends across the country sending email petitions and blocking roads. Forget high terrorism target value. How reliable is our highway system? Las Vegas has a knot of freeway with so many swirls and hairpin curves, it's known as the spaghetti bowl. A road rager cuts in front of the hazard cargo and, well, that's a one espacio meatball. Is this really the punishment for harboring cheesy performers and having a relaxed set of morals? There are other sinful places that look like Vegas who may actually want this radioactive poison. I mean, has anyone even contacted Branson, Missouri?